for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central, or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Kevin Tata.
Okay, we are back. It is episode 112. It's the Manufacturing Uncut, the full recap episode, February. 112. I was thinking about it the other day, and I thought, holy I think I've sat through 109 of these podcasts. How many have you done?
I was just going to ask the same question. I remember the title of the podcast that I was on. It was like, Welcome the New Guy or something like that.
Oh, yeah. So it would have been 2 years ago because you have now been with MassMEP for 2 years.
2 years and what? 2 days? One day?
2 years. Yeah. 2 years and 2 days. So, I mean, we're going way back.
I want to say it was probably like maybe in the 60s. I don't know, maybe even less.
Let's take a look. I'm going back.
I mean, if we do the math, to a month.
Yeah.
2 years is 48.
Well, here's 81 toasters and babies. Oh, my. So I'm thinking, yeah, you might be right. Episode 75, Kevin.
What is it called?
Meet the New Guy.
Meet the New Guy. Close enough.
Well, so as you know, we'll recap the month of February. We did do a lot of stuff. However, we had to kind of wait to do the podcast because everything fell at the end of the month. Right. But before we get started in that, since you have a little bit of a writer's block going on right now.
I guess so. I've been struggling
from
my apartment, but luckily Haley has been doing well in the joke category. I guess I'll let her take
well, I mean, well. So without further ado, and no, I do not write these. I actually have I have a really good writing staff that I work with.
Yeah.
And it's Sha Tajipita.
Where's he from? Where's he from?
He's from the worldwide of webs.
Oh yeah. I think that's an island off of like Portugal or something like that, right?
See, now there you go. Like, you got it in there. It's just the writer's block of when you need to like come up with a joke. But yeah, that was good. Yeah. That was good. Yeah. So ChatGPT. Cha is my writer. And so today, here's what Cha gave to me for our, okay. So, hey, Kevin, after all the events that we held in February, I think I finally understand why manufacturers make terrible comedians.
Why is that?
Because their delivery is always just in time.
That was great. I got the same guy writing for me, but I guess he's more keen to your I don't know.
My context is king, right?
That's it.
So it's funny that we, you know, obviously we talk about using ChatGPT for this, but I think we can because some of the events that we did this month, obviously one of them was specifically centered around AI. So I think that's why it's easy for us to be able to go back and kind of reference, you know, using ChatGPT and AI. And most people that listen to the podcast know that if Well, I'm sorry. You said, what was it you said to me? You said if the Haley from, was it 6 months ago, could see you now,
Oh, yeah.
right? Yeah. Like, it's kind of astonishing what we actually, yeah. Yes, because I was dead against it, wasn't going to use it,
Yeah.
and things have changed. So yeah,
Because
so things have
I
changed.
feel like once you figure out that you just use it as a
Cool.
just as a tool and just kind of like as a spark notes type thing
Oh, I
where
like that. That's a
you
great
can't
perception of it as a spark
you
notes.
yeah you can't really take the words straight from Spark Notes and put it on your book report.
Yeah.
But you can like just get a glimpse of, okay, what was this book actually about? And then if you don't feel like reading the whole book, I guess, and then you kind of take what they give you and go off of that. And yeah, it's a great tool and it can definitely quicken some processes.
Yeah.
Some sort of process. Like if you're not using ChatGPT or some AI tool in the sense how we're using it in these little rudimentary ways,
Yeah.
I feel like you're missing out on some good time that you could get back.
I agree. And if you know, like if you were to, so obviously last month, you know, every month when we do a podcast, we pick in a topic that we discuss in the month, and then the last episode of the month is the recap. And so for anybody listening to us talk about this, we obviously are going to talk a little bit about the event that we held, but we also did do a podcast about AI in the month of February. It was our 111th episode, and it was revolutionizing manufacturing with AI.
Yeah.
And what we did is we actually brought in our staff. We had Matt Healy, we had Gary Tavares, we had Olivia Antonelli, and we had Ron Giard in it with us. And we really spoke through, you know, the ways that we're revolutionizing manufacturing with AI, with the topics on why AI matters in manufacturing, solving pain points, overcoming, and then overcoming the barriers to AI adoption. There's a lot of fun new tools that we talk about that can help you gain a lot of extra time back into your day. So just like you said, and I think knowing and understanding how to use it the right way, we obviously have it, what's called large language models is what these are, and they basically learn you and how you communicate. So that's why we say context is king. So it's how you're prompting them and how you're speaking to them. So even though I make a joke about it and say that, you know, ChatGPT and I have now been working together for pretty extensively the last couple of months, ChatGPT, or I'm gonna name my ChatGPT and gonna give it a real name, we really is starting to talk into my voice because of how I'm setting up my
Yeah.
prompts and what I'm doing. And so Kevin's just starting on this path because if you do a proper model, which is if you do a RAGS model, which is confidential to your information, versus an open AI, which you put in anything, it goes out into the open AI world and everybody has access to that data. If you get a
Yeah.
RAGS model, it is just unique to your organization, which is what ours are,
Yeah.
you and I have, and certain others in Mass MEP. So once Kevin starts to work with that more, it'll become more accustomed to his language and his tone. And those are the things that we talk about kind of in the podcast itself. So I would recommend if you still are kind of on the fence, go back and listen to it. What's cool is it's just our team, you know,
Yeah.
it's just our people from Mass MEP, and it gives you a lot of different views on how Kevin and I use it and how Ron uses it, how Gary uses it, and
Yep.
how they see and help manufacturers use it, and how Olivia does the same thing as well, and Matt. So they it really is a well-rounded episode in the context that you can gain from it. So it's episode 111, I would recommend if you're still a little nervous. It's a little bit longer than most of our podcast episodes, but if you got a long drive and you want to hear us blab for 50 minutes, go for it. You actually don't hear me a lot in this one because I'm actually on the road for this one. So you hear more of Kevin in this episode. So
Yeah, it was a good one. I mean, I won't make this episode all about AI, obviously, because the last one was. But yeah, there are just some great ways to utilize it that will save you some time. Our BDAs use it all the time on like plant tours and whatnot. And the amount of time that they save from like writing down notes or going into more detail on their notes afterwards and sending a recap to the client that they're at. I mean, it's just incredible how much time they save. It really is. Cool.
All
Cool
right,
beans.
so that was the episode. I will let's kind of jump into our events. So for the events in February, we did kick off what we have going on, which is our workplace safety education. It is a training opportunity that is available. We obviously it's available for all small businesses, but in our world, in our audience, we look at the manufacturers. So if you are looking at specific types of trainings that you want to attend, and there are a variety of topics, locations, times. So if you are struggling with pulling your manpower, woman power off of the floor, there's more variety and options. So go and check this out. This runs until June 1st. Seats are limited in certain classes, but we strongly recommend that if you are interested in any of this, go to our website. Obviously, all of this you'll find at mathsmanp.org. But the Workplace Safety and Education for 2025, that registration is open. Once you click into the event on the website, you'll learn more about the different courses that are available. So we did, Olivia held an event, which was the Advanced Supply Chain Modules Information Session, right?
February 25th.
Yes.
That was.
Yeah. It was a real quick, brief 30-minute info session. It is about some new modules that we have. So last month, Olivia was able to offer the Supply Chain 101, and it was your basic supply chain modules that were available. So the 101 modules. Next steps are the advanced supply chain modules. And so that has been released, and it is just the information session, just to kind of give you an overview, high arching information about what the module is, what it entails. You can find the 30-minute video of that on our website. We will also, or on, sorry, you will can find that on our YouTube channel. So if you go onto our YouTube channel, you'll be able to find, we'll probably put it as a link option as well in our website under this podcast episode. And you should be able to click into it. You'll be able to watch the 30-minute video. It's a nice little video. It's all put in a cute, fun little package for you to be able to watch it and understand what the video actually is and what they're speaking to in the video. So if anybody's interested in that, go to the YouTube page and click the link, and you can watch the information session. And then if you're interested in the actual modules themselves, they are specific and unique to each company. Each company would do their own module. You can reach out to us at our on our contact us page, and we'll send your information over to Olivia, and we'll get you going. So that was on February 25th. So if you look through our YouTube, just look for the advanced supply chain modules on our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to see the video. We did two other events, right?
Yeah, so I mean, within that week, we had Olivia's on the 25th, I believe you said. And then we had three events back to back to back. So we went from Olivia's event on the 25th, and then we went over to our consortium info session on the 26th, and we were over at Amazon Robotics for this one. This was just a great opportunity for so we do these consortium info sessions regionally throughout Massachusetts. I think we have scheduled for around 5, maybe 6, somewhere in that range. We've already gotten through 2 of them so far. The first one was in Western Massachusetts. This one that we just did last week was for North, no, Northeast. Yeah, it was for Northeast
Northeast.
Massachusetts.
Middlesex, Suffolk, and
Middlesex
Essex
County.
counties. Yep.
Yep. And this was just a good opportunity for the manufacturers of Northeast Massachusetts to figure out exactly what the consortium process is. And it was a good way to get a bunch of manufacturers in the room, tell them a little bit about the processes, about so we discussed all the trainings that could be implemented into the consortium process. We had a lot of speakers from Olivia, who we just spoke about. She was speaking to supply chain. We had Maria Mara speaking to continuous improvement. We had Ron GR just talking about the process. Darcy Cook from Safety Trainer, she was giving a little insight about the
The safety.
right, the DIA
Yep. The grant.
safety trainings, those grants. And then Ellen was in there as well, speaking to a little bit about IGS. So it was just a great opportunity for those manufacturers to get a glimpse of the consortium process and what they can expect. And then we got a few people that showed some interest and will most likely follow through with this consortium process. And there are a couple ways that they can go about it. They can either, forgive me if I'm wrong or correct me if I'm wrong, but they can either go at it as just their company and get so many people from their company, or they can tag team up with other companies within the area to kind of do a combined consortium process.
Yes. In this one, we're actually looking to do companies that have like-minded
Right.
topics that they want to attend, that they would like to put them together into one session. So that the reason that we're doing this is because what they, the business development team has found, which is Christy Grignon, who's the senior director, and then all the business development advisors. What they found is what we're hearing from the manufacturers is time. They don't have the time and the
Yeah.
funding available. So these consortium grants allow the manufacturers to be able to divvy the time out more efficiently for their team and then to have it funded by a consortium grant that so that they can get the training and make it fit into where they need it to fit. So by working with other organizations. Yes, you can do it on your own.
Right.
But what's nice about is if you get into these consortiums with other like-minded companies that are focusing on this topic, there's a lot of best practices that
Yeah.
you can learn from in regards to being with those other organizations. So it does have a lot of opportunities to open, but understood that there are a lot of organizations that have proprietary information and they want to keep it that way. And so maybe they feel that I think I'd rather do this on my own. If
Yeah.
they want to do that on their own, that really would just be something where they go through the express grant to do that. But the consortiums are an easier way where you can front the load more with other organizations that allow the consortium funding to be used, because what's happening is Commonwealth Corporation is they're making some adjustments, some pretty hefty adjustments regarding the funding that's being made available to manufacturers or small businesses as well. But we focus on manufacturers that the funding there's being adjustments made to it. So in a consortium, you can bear the load of the hours needed and the costs. So that more people, you can have multiple companies in that then can sit through the consortiums and learn about the same topic. You all pick that topic. The positive thing about these is that we're doing these kind of across the state,
Yeah.
right? So you did one in Western Mass, you did one in the Northeast, and then the next one you're going to is
Central, correct? Central.
Yeah. So it's Worcester County, which is basically the entire center of the state, is what Worcester County wraps up. But so it'll be in central Mass for the next one. And that is going to be held in March.
March
Yes.
month.
March. Yep. The end of the month. Again, we like to, we love to make the end of the month really hard for us.
We really do.
Yeah, we
We
really enjoy
really
it.
do. We love beginnings of months.
Yes.
Then as we keep on going, it gets a little bit more stressful by the day. So we
Yeah.
do it to ourselves. I believe we have the next one penciled in for March 26th, I believe. But that could change potentially, but right now that's what we have it marked in
Yeah,
as.
and that'll be located in Central Mass. So for those manufacturers that are in Central Massachusetts, now remember, this is for manufacturers. That's who we work with. We are a manufacturing extension partnership that is federally funded under the Department of NIST MEP under NIST. So what we would need to do is, if you're interested in it, you know, and you have, you can go into the website, it's on there, you can register to attend, but it will be in Central Mass. So it'll be held at a centrally located place for the manufacturers in Central Mass to attend.
And we'll get you some breakfast too. Have a little
Oh,
breakfast.
food. Nice.
Right?
Yeah. I need to just start coming to these just to get free breakfast and leave.
Actually brought a couple bagels home. They were great.
Okay. All
The
right. So I feel.
pluses of setting up.
Okay. All right. So the next one's March 27th for Central Mass. So go to the website, register, and we'll see you there.
Sweet deal.
So the next day on the 27th, so you had another event, which was.
We had the AI strategy workshop for manufacturers.
Yeah. And I couldn't get over how packed the room was.
It was packed. It was packed.
Yeah.
And not even everybody that registered like attended. We probably had like we wouldn't have had enough seats. Probably
Wild.
we had probably we would have so we had a couple Mass MEP people attend this as well because they were so intrigued by the processes of it. But yeah, we probably had 10 people that didn't show up that registered. So if those 10 people, we probably would have had to boot some Mass MEP people out of there.
It was great. It was filled at a full room of the AI workshop. What's amazing, so how we got together with, so it was done with the Kendall Project. They're based out of Cambridge. And back in the fall of 24, Matt Healy, our associate director of information technology, he was asked to attend an event that was being put on by GBMP, who we do some work with. And Bruce Hamilton, you know, was like, hey, we're doing this event. He reached out to Christy, and Christy's like, yeah, maybe we should send somebody. And so Matt went and attended it and came back and said, we need to learn to do this. And this is something we need to get out there, because he saw the writing on the wall then in the fall of last year that this is where it's going to go, and how fast at that moment it was starting to snowball, right? It was just at the very top, starting to get bigger and bigger. And so we said, okay. And then Kevin and I, Christy then said, hey, they're going to do one for marketing. And so Kevin and I went in December and we sat through it. And in conversations with Christy, said, yeah, I believe this is something we could do. And then Kendall Project came to us and said, we'd love to do this for your manufacturers. And we said, okay, good. And what I found interesting about it is the manufacturers that were in the space that were writing up their problems, because you kind of work through a problem, you write a problem statement up, and then you use AI context and prompts in answering the problems, or to help you kind of get it started. And I overheard him say, Kevin and I didn't sit in it because we had already gone through the course, but just sitting on the side of it and listening, and he said to the one of them, you know, like, your problems are so in depth and they're so detailed. And it was interesting because we, as marketing people, we don't give a lot of details because we are always very suspicious as to why we're giving so many details. So we usually hold our cards close to our chest on that. But yeah, I think it was great. I felt like they all walked away. The evaluations came back very positive, and everybody seemed to really enjoy it and was very thankful for the event.
Yeah, it was great. It was great working with Kevin and Brendan from the Kendall Project. Great guys. They really do a thorough deep dive into AI, and the best thing that you can get out of that is really, and the most important thing for ChatGPT or any of these AI platforms is the prompt, you know? And they really go through the prompts that you should be going through when going through ChatGPT. And Haley, you mentioned it a bit before in your model, how it remembers how you talk, remembers how you kind of your thought process, you know? And that's a real important thing. How it's, what did he say? Your digital twin, I believe he said,
Yes.
was the AI in
That's
it.
my digital
And
twin. Yeah.
yeah, giving that digital twin just as much information about yourself and the problem that you're dealing with and the route that you want to take it is crucial.
Yeah. Context. Context is king, right?
Context is king, and it was a great event. Yeah, like you said, everybody was super pleased. You would really expect with a since this was a 5-hour workshop, you would kind of expect people to be sprinting for the doors at the end of it, sort of thing. Not no like negative connotation to the Kendall Project whatsoever. I mean, it was a great event and whatnot, but
It's
even like
just
when
the
I'm
manufacturer's time so valuable that, yeah,
exactly, but
5 hours of an investment is a lot.
exactly. So I mean, this just goes to show you how valuable this information was. I mean, all these people stayed after and were talking to Kevin and Brendan like for a good, I mean, some of them stayed for
Hour.
like 30 minutes after,
Yeah.
you know, and just
Yeah.
talking to them and
Yeah.
things like that. So it was really great. Seemed like it was a lot of valuable information for the manufacturers who want to take that next step. Obviously, there are some manufacturers that we work with and a lot more in the state that don't want to take that step, don't want to take that first step. And the first step is obviously learning more information about the model. And that's what those people did on Thursday last week,
Yeah.
was they took that first step in learning more about the model, learning more about ChatGPT and how to, like we said earlier, conquer some rudimentary problems.
Yeah. It was great. It
It
was
was
good.
great. Yeah.
It was good. So, could there be a possibility we're going to do some more of these? Yes, there is a possibility we could do some more of these across the state. We will just have to see how it goes. And what we can say is that we know that Kendall AI's or Kendall Project's calendar is filling up quickly. So, we'll see if we can pull another one of these off. So I stay tuned to the Mass MEP events page and see if we get another one coming your way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was February. It literally was 28 days long, and the three of those 28 days were just slam blasted for us as a center.
Yep. They were the final 3 days of the month. Final
Yeah.
4 days of the month, we had three events.
Crazy. It's crazy. Now for March, it looks as though we've got things kind of sort of scattered a little bit, but not really, I would say.
Little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. So we have some things coming up at the beginning of March. March 4th, there is a Mass MEP workforce development information session. That is, it's about an hour and a half. The workforce team will be speaking to the importance of what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, and what's in it for the manufacturer. So that is on our website. I would recommend registering for that. It is March 4th, and it is from 1 to 2:30. It is virtual. And then back, after a long overdue, is our Innovation and Libations in Central Mass. And you have that scheduled for March 21st.
Yeah, March 21st, we have it scheduled for. It's on a Friday this time. So we just got that up on the website, so please register. It's a great event. It will be at Killeen Manufacturing, and then we'll in Auburn, and then we'll head over to Greater Good in Worcester for the libations portion of the day. Sponsored by Bank of America, our friends over at Bank of America. Should be great. I'm really excited for this one. I'm going to be doing a walkthrough at Killeen in the coming days, just to get a glimpse of what they're all about. But I'm really
And a
excited.
new glass.
And a new glass. Yeah. Yeah, we got a new
Yay.
glass. I like the look of these ones. I'm really excited for this one. Honestly, they look really
Yeah,
cool.
me too. Yeah, I love it.
I heard Colleen has some good automation over there, so
Fun.
a good reason to
Yes.
register for this one. But yeah, that'll be
Yes.
3 to 6.
That's exciting. Yeah, Central Mass. So for those of you that are groupies of Innovation and Libation, you know we travel around the state, and it is not limited to your location only. If you want to attend in Auburn, if you want to attend out in Western Mass, in the Northeast, in the Southeast, and you want to go to all four, and collect the glasses like Alex Corentis does from QCI, we love it. Come and join us. So yeah, it'll be a fun night of networking. And it's really low key. It really is just about you as a manufacturer and what you gain from it. It's just another manufacturer opening their doors, bringing you in, letting you see what goes on behind their doors. And it's great best practices. And then going and doing some libations at another manufacturer, which is a brewery in this case, and networking. So that is set up for March 21st. We already talked about collaborate and save, unlock affordable growth off opportunities. That is our consortium info session that's set for March 26th. More details to come on that. March 27th is our annual Women's Day workshop. We are back for year number four. We are heading to West Boylston. Coughlin Companies has welcomed us in and said, yes, please join us. Coughlin Companies is, I say they're like the parent company, and then underneath them they have Cognex and Cogmedix, sorry, and Columbia Tech. So they will be opening their doors for us. And if you are going to register, we do ask, there is some information we do need to collect, a little bit of details. If you are not a US citizen, we need to know what country you are from so that we can just do a check per their privacy and all of their other ITAR requirements that they have. So please go on and register for that. It is our Women's Day workshop. We have, there'll be panel discussions, some interactive group activities, and large group activities. So we look forward to that. That is March 27th from 3 to 6 p.m. And I think, does that close out? Yeah, it closes out March.
Does close out March. I'll tell you what, if you're into like any swag that you can get from like other companies, they know what they're talking about over at Coughlin. That's what you said.
Yep. Yeah.
They know what they're talking about, and there might be a little prize situation going on, right? I don't know if you
Raffle.
want to
I
a
know. Are
wrap.
we allowed to say we're going to do a
I
raffle?
was gonna say I
Oh,
wasn't. I
gambling's
kind
legal. It's not, so you don't
of.
have to pay for a ticket. Everybody gets one.
Yeah,
So,
so.
yeah, they're going to do a raffle. They're going to do a raffle. They're going to do some giveaways for our people that register. So, everybody will get a ticket and they'll raffle off some kick ass swag. They have some really cool swag. So
Yeah,
yeah.
they
So yeah,
really do.
Women's Day workshop. It is not, limited to just women. We want everybody to know everybody is welcome to attend that. It's just because it's International Women's Month and we've done it for, it's just become kind of an annual event for us, and the responses from it to get have an event like this for women is a great opportunity. So, but everybody is welcome.
Yeah.
Anybody is welcome to attend. So, no matter who, what, why, or how, you are welcome to be a part of it. So, just register.
This is my third one. I'll be there for my third
Wow.
Women's Day workshop.
It's exciting.
Yeah, we were at FluxCon last year, and then we were at Assabet Valley the year
Yeah.
before that, I believe.
Yeah. And the very first year we were at the hotel In downtown Worcester, goodness, it's right in the center of town, right in the center of Worcester, there, across from the DCU Center, the hotel that's there. They were great. It was a great location, a great group of speakers. And since then, we started to realize, let's get into the manufacturers. And so they have opened up their doors, and said, yeah, come in. And we try to make it really a value add for everybody that attends. So there will be some activities we'll be working on and some group work, so that when you walk out of there, you'll be like, this is great and was well worth the attendance of it. So yeah. All
Works
right.
out.
Well, that's it for March or February, and basically for March. And so we will be back next month with a new topic of discussion, and then we'll recap the month and we'll just keep doing it. Job security.
That's it.
Job
That's
security.
it.
Yeah. So thanks everyone for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, transforming manufacturing enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.